This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Ken McKenzie. He is Senior Vice President of Strategy and Corporate Development for Airbus. Ken, when we think about Airbus, we think about big airplanes and long distance travel and that sort of thing. You're all about innovation here at AirVenture, and you have a follow on to the electric airplane project that that was kind of pushed back a little bit not too long ago. Explain the genesis of the Vahana.
Sure. Well, I appreciate the time, Russ. When we talk about Vahana, we're talking about a single seat autonomous aircraft, and it eventually will be autonomous. Right now, the intent is to have it being a single piloted vehicle. It's part of what we call urban air mobility, and the thought being that when you look at the congestion in major cities and the distances you can fly in a small craft that make this convenient and also cost effective, we think Vahana actually has an interesting niche to play. It's the brainchild of our A-Cubed Innovation Center in Silicon Valley, and where it's going is we expect to fly a prototype this year in 2017, and by 2020 we'll have a full demonstrator. So the prototype is just to show the concept, and then the demonstrator will have all the capabilities. This is a follow-on when you look at it from where we were a few years ago with EFAN. And the EFAN project was the brainchild of a gentleman named Didier Estienne within the company, and he convinced enough people that electric propulsion was the future, and we all knew it was, we just didn't know the future was today. And so we built the aircraft, we used it as a test bed for a number of different missions, and 2 years ago flew it across the English Channel as an all-electric airplane. And if you remember last year, we brought it here to AirVenture as a hybrid electric aircraft. That knowledge that we gained and the data we collected off that aircraft is now being used in conjunction with Siemens on an Extra. And if you recall back on the days of the E-Fan, it had two ducted fan motors on the back, about 30 kilowatts each. The Extra is now up to 300 kilowatts. And it's flying, and what we see, the next iteration of that is what we're calling EFAN X, and it's a BAE 146. It'll have a propulsion system inside the fuselage running one or two engines, so it's our first distributed electric propulsion, and we expect to be able to get to 2 to 3 megawatts of power. So you can see every 3 years we're kind of multiplying the power curve by about 10. And past the EFAN X, we don't know what the future holds. There's a path that we would like to go. Eventually we believe that fossil fuels won't be here forever, so you need to be prepared. And if the price starts to go up again, how do we start to offer aircraft into the market that are both cost-effective and environmentally sound?
So with the Vahana, you're talking about an autonomously flown aircraft that takes a passenger. So it's literally punch a button and go?
Well, eventually down the road, it'll be autonomous. Let's talk about two different products and concepts we have. One is Vahana, which is the single seat, and when it actually enters into full service, it'll initially be flown. The City Airbus, which we also have here a mock-up at AirVenture, it's a four-seat autonomous craft. We expect to see a demonstrator in 2018 and a certifiable product by 2023. That aircraft, when we look at it, it is the autonomous vehicle. That's its full intent, is to become autonomous. We know the step change that we have to make on Vahana is to first pilot it and then one day look at autonomy.
And it's a tilt rotor.
It's a tilt rotor. The Vahana is a tilt rotor. City Airbus is a quadcopter.
What other things are you showing here at AirVenture? And are you looking over your shoulder at anybody, or are you the leader in these sorts of things these days?
Well, that's a great question. And sometimes you can get so focused on what you're doing that you're not looking around enough. It's what I really love about coming to AirVenture is it's a chance to really stop and look around at what's happening. This is where innovation is truly happening. On the general aviation community, there's folks who can do things more quickly, and we think truly innovative, in a hangar, in a garage, with the tools that they have and the knowledge that they have, that eventually will impact large commercial aviation. So when we, are we a leader or not? I think you'd find some people in the industry would say, yes, you are. I think we would probably say we're just working hard to make this work. As we look around our site here on the innovation side, part of what we're also showing is virtual reality. We've got a set of goggles in here that folks are working with. We're using that actually to on both aircraft design and also the digital factory of the future. How do we take the future employees of Airbus and use virtual or augmented reality to make them better at what they do, especially when it comes to aircraft design? And then as you're working on an assembly line, can you be wearing a set of augmented goggles that will overlay the criteria of, let's say, a riveting pattern on the fuselage of an aircraft that you can see it instantaneously, and it's verified using the augmented tools rather than relying on your memory or relying on a textbook, that type of thing?
So what do you think is going to be commonplace that is like science fiction now, say in 10 years?
Wow, 10 years, that's, in some respects, that seems a long time away, but when you look at the design cycle of an aircraft, it's not that far. I'd love to be able to say that we'll see urban air mobility vehicles actually flying someplace in the world. We don't know where that is. We don't necessarily have plans that that's what we're going to do, but we think that that's something that will be on that horizon that we can see. It's not over the horizon. When we look at some of the ideas that are coming out of the EAA community on general aviation, when we look at avionics that are touchscreen and much more intuitive than what we're using today, that I truly believe we'll be seeing in the near term. So there's those type of things, the big platforms that everybody's excited about. You know, will I be taking my flying car to work or not? That's a question we haven't answered yet. We're busy working on getting it designed, built, and proven, because there's a number of hurdles after that. And we know that the social norms, what are people going to say about that? What's obviously the regulator's going to have a say in it. And then the investment community, our shareholders, will definitely have a say as to, is this someplace that they think we should be going?
Russ Niles reporting for AirVenture 2017 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.